The United Nations Secretary General is the latest world leader hoping to end a conflict that started with an election in Kenya.
Violence continues, threatening to escalate to catastrophic levels. I call upon the leaders of Africa to urge the leaders and people of Kenya to calm the violence and resolve their differences through dialogue and respect for the democratic process.
Ban Ki-moon flew to Kenya today. When he talks about differences, he's referring to an election dispute that's left hundreds dead and hundreds of thousands out of their homes. When he talks about dialogue, there were supposed to be peace talks. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton is in Nairobi. And how'd the talks go, Ophebia?
The talks are happening. In fact, they began yesterday, Steve, but an opposition MP was shot dead in western Kenya. That sparked trouble, and Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General who's mediating, felt it was better to let everybody deal with that crisis. But they're back talking today. So we have two Secretaries General, one former, one current of the UN. All this heavyweight diplomatic intervention is to try and calm more than a month of violence here, triggered by a disputed election, but which has ballooned now into an ethnic conflict.
What has made it such a wider conflict?
The fact that all these underlying issues of ethnicity, of position, of privilege, of resources, of land have been lying under the surface. Everybody tells you here in Kenya that our troubles bubble over when there's an election. Now, this election, the opposition says, was rigged, that Raila Odinga, the main opposition leader, won it. He says he is the rightful leader of Kenya. President Mwai Kibaki, who was re-elected in the contested vote, says he is the rightful leader. And because of this problem, Kenyans are now fighting each other, tribes against rival tribes, those who support the president against those who support the opposition leader. And it has left hundreds of thousands of people displaced, women, children, the elderly, driven from their homes, some burned in their homes, between 800 and 900 dead because of an election issue. Everybody in the world, the international community, Kenyans themselves want peace. They want an end to this incredibly brutal violence.
Does it appear that different ethnic groups, Ophebia, are suffering equally or are equally guilty?
Steve, that's a hard one to say. Innocent people are dying on both sides. At the beginning, it seemed to be President Kibaki's Kikuyu tribe who came under the gun, or rather under bows and arrows, clubs, machetes, being chased out of their homes and their homes being burnt behind them. But now we're seeing more and more revenge raids by the opposition leader Raila Odinga's Luo tribe, allied Kalenjin tribes, people saying exactly the same thing. This is our land. You set your foot here and we will kill you. So now we're into retaliation and a spiral of violence that many people are worried cannot be controlled, either by the security forces or by the politicians who have been accused of manipulating the people here in Kenya and of fueling this sort of ethnic conflict. But now we have roving gangs of young men, unemployed from the different ethnic groups, taking the law into their own hands. Kenya has not seen such a crisis. It's had problems of ethnicity before, but nobody had imagined that a disputed election would lead to this.
Ophebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton bringing us the latest news from Nairobi, Kenya, where the United Nations Secretary General is now among those trying to bring peace after an election dispute.